pain and inflammation keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you find that even with stretching, you still feel like you're limited in flexibility or mobility? Do you have a history of cardiovascular disorders? Hi, I'm Dr. Maynard with Optimal Health Performance, and today we're going to be talking about a supplement that the body needs, and that is omega-3.
Optimizing your health with Optimal Health and Performance.
Omega-3 is an essential fatty acid. It's called essential because your body cannot make it. You have to derive it from your diet or supplementation. Our typical Western diet is basically absent of all omega-3. We get a lot of omega-6 from it, but not a lot of omega-3. You do want a good balance between 3 and 6. However, when you get too much 6, 6 is very much a pro-inflammatory, whereas omega-3 is an anti-inflammatory. If we keep that balance, the body's happy, but with our diets nowadays, it's a lot of omega-6, so we wind up with inflammation and joint aches and all this other fun stuff that everybody has to deal with nowadays. Even the people that are on a Western diet that are eating fish regularly still probably not getting enough omega-3 because a lot of that fish is farm-raised. So they're not fed their natural stuff they like to eat. They're fed grains and all this other stuff to supplement them to make them big so they can sell them on the market. What about omega-3s? They are vital for cell function. They play key roles in cell function and repair, in tissue function and repair. They play vital roles for brain activation, neurological activation, brain regeneration. It helps the body to heal. It can also help increase joint mobility and flexibility. Omega-3s are a natural anti-inflammatory. They work really well. So the people that's taking Tylenol or NSAIDs every day, maybe try switching over to an omega-3 instead of that. It won't have the effects that the Tylenol has as far as the damage to your liver and things like that. Recent research has shown that regular intake of omega-3 as a supplement can reduce the relative risk of sudden cardiac death by 90%. That's a little key note. You may want to hang on to that one. So how much should you be taking? I recommend generally 3 to 5 grams per day. You want to make sure that you're getting a good quality supplementation. If you can taste the fish when you take it, it's probably not a good supplement. Some people say, well, if you burp it up, it's also a sign. I don't really lean on that because there could be other issues going on causing you to burp up and taste the fish. But if you take the supplement, there's usually a gel cap. If you take it and you can taste it either right afterwards or right when you take it, it's not a good supplement. So you need to find another quality one. We carry these in our office as well, or look at some of the other local health food stores in the area. Some people may say, well, I see flaxseed oil also has omega-3. While this is true, and there's nothing wrong with flaxseed, the parts you're wanting out of the omegas is the EPA and DHA, which is something we'll talk about in another cast. The omega-3 from fish has it readily available. From flaxseed, it has to break down through several processes, mostly through something inside flaxseed called ALA. Even with that, you only derive about maybe 1% to 5% of the EPA needed versus just taking the omega-3 from a fish-based source, you're going to get straightforward. So there's no breakdown. The body doesn't have to go through all a system to get you to what you need to be at. The other question can be, well, man, if it's such a great product, can I high dose it? And while I normally don't recommend high dosing a lot of things, this is one you can actually high dose right off the bat. Like I said earlier, an average intake would be 3 to 5 grams a day. If you want to do up to 10 grams a day, you can, but don't go beyond a 60-day surplus of that. Then you can do a 60-day on, 60-day off kind of protocol. It has a lot to do with our joint tissue, our movement tissue, cell rejuvenation, cell repair, brain activation, heart, vascular disorders, and things like that. So this is a really strong supplement I do recommend people taking regularly. We do carry it in our office, or look around some of the health food stores in the area and see if you can find a good quality one as well. If you'd like to look into actually seeing what your fatty acid profile looks like, we can order a blood panel for that as well and go exactly into what we need to look at. If you'd like to look at this or other information, please give us a call at Optimal Health and Performance. I'm Dr. Maynard, and we're here to optimize your health. Have a great day.
Optimizing your health. To find out more on this and other health topics, contact Optimal Health and Performance online at ohpcookville.com.